USA's Keegan Randall had a spectacular day at the Tour de Ski, starting off with a win in the women's 3-kilometer prologue. And we're going to try to catch up with Keegan and find out how conditions were. It looked very misty out there and saw snow, but Keegan nailed it and overtook Charlotte Kalla for the win. And we're going to see if Keegan's around for a conversation. It's a great start for the U.S. women, and they're continuing to kick butt on the international circuit, led by none other than Keegan Randall.
Hello, this is Keegan.
Oh, hey, Keegan. Hi, Benjamin from Ski Tracks. How you doing?
Hey, Benjamin.
Great to see you taking the lead at the Tour de Ski, eh?
Yeah. Something I didn't quite expect a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, it's funny because we were just, you know, doing a little recap and watching how the team has evolved. And, you know, you and Andy were the front runners to go to the Tour, and now you got a strong contingent together. And there you are, nailing the prologue. It's fabulous to see. Tough conditions out there. Tell us about how it felt being on the start line there and the way the conditions were.
Well, the conditions are definitely challenging today and very different from what we had in our pre-race workout yesterday. Yesterday was hard and icy. Today was a little bit softer. The wind really picked up. So it actually felt a lot like an average day on Eagle Glacier, which I was actually psyched about because I've had lots of experience in these types of conditions. I started third to last, so it was just getting nice and foggy, and just had to kind of go out there and focus on my own race. And I was just a little anxious to see how I'd feel after 10 days pretty easy over Christmas and traveling back over here, but the body showed up when it needed to.
Absolutely. You know, talking with you in the past about prologues, you know, it is a kind of an in-between a sprint and a distance race and a little bit tricky for athletes, but this time you really nailed it and paced yourself well. Talk about, you know, your approach to prologues.
Yeah, it's definitely a tricky distance. So the way the course went, you had a flat loop for about, it's probably 2 minutes long, and then you kind of descended down to the bottom and climbed a big hill, and I knew the hill was going to be important, but I needed to kind of, ski a little bit controlled up the first part of the hill so that I could make sure and carry power over the top, and then you had a fast technical downhill. I was happy to negotiate that okay, and then you get down to another kind of bottom pit of the course, and you feel like you're just, that's when the effort really starts sinking in. You just feel like you just have to climb your way out of a hole. And the hill was nice and soft, and Matt was yelling that things were going really well. And so I was just really having to fight the fatigue there. And then you come around this turn at the far end of the course, and you have about 200 meters or so into a headwind to the finish line. And it was just, I felt like I just really had to dig and keep my tempo going all the way to the finish, but it was, you didn't feel very fast right there, and it was definitely really hard. And then, man, for about 20 minutes after the race, I wasn't sure, I wasn't going to lose my breakfast. It was a pretty tough day.
Yeah, no, it looked really tough out there. Did you know you were that close to Kalla?
I didn't. I got one split from someone I didn't recognize, and I couldn't tell whether they said, you're 10 seconds out of the lead or you're 2 seconds out of the lead. So, shortly after that, I saw Matt, and he was telling me I was in the fight, and I knew every second was going to be important, but I didn't know that I had an advantage at all. So this was really fighting for every second out there.
Excellent. Well, great to see you out there and coming to the top of the podium. How does it feel, Keegan, to have such a strong contingent with you now? I mean, you know, just talked a little bit before about you and Andy being the first skiers for the U.S. to be at the Tour de Ski, and now you've really got a team. Talk a little bit about that.
I was thinking about that in my warm-up, actually. It's so much more fun to have teammates around, you know. We go for evening jogs together. We get up in the morning. We get to talk strategy. We get to do team workouts together. I really feel like we have not only a great team of athletes here, but we have the best group of staff that we've ever had, too. I mean, great West team, lots of coaches, massage, everything. So that I really just feel like we just need to go out there and race, and everything's kind of taken care of. And it's also nice to know that, you know what, like Holly, Liz, and Jesse had all finished before I even started today.
Yep.
So to know that they were putting up strong results just gave me that much more confidence that I was going to have a good one. And then to see the guys ski well too, it really complete the atmosphere.
Yeah, no, it looks like a really good, strong team, and you guys look like you have a lot of fun out there as well. You know, one of the things that's going on for you, of course, is your husband Jeff is there working for FIS, and, you know, I got up this morning and posted an interview that you had with all the skiers. I thought that was kind of, you know, must have been lots of fun as well, so that's got to be a nice added part of the puzzle for you.
Oh, it's so nice. I mean, it's really great to have him around as we come into the race, you know, just getting to kind of hear about some of the other sides of the sport, you know, he's enjoying it, and then, you know, we're getting to meet all the other athletes together, and then when I get into the finish, you know, whether it's a good day or a bad day, you know, he's there to give me a smile and a high five, and it's so cool, we're so fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Keegan, we want to thank you for spending time. It's so cool to see you up there leading the Tour de Ski, and we're really excited for you and the team. We want to wish you all the best, and we hope things keep going well for you guys.
Okay, thanks. We're just going to keep working hard.
Okay, catch up later. Ciao.
Okay, bye.